Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to remind you to enter the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Go ahead and send in your application for your business, maybe your employee, a client, etc., for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. Well, right now, we're in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the co-founder and CEO of Webs.com, Mr. Haroon Mokhtarzada. Welcome, Haroon.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Webs is located in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a do-it-yourself website creation site. Over 50 million sites have been built with Webs, and you were ranked number 119 on Deloitte's 2008 Technology Fast 500 after growing 1,700% over a five-year period.
That's right.
And so talk a little bit about, basically what you do is you provide website templates for people and businesses.
Yeah, it's a little more than just the templates. It's a site that lets small businesses and other people come choose a template and actually create their own website. So it has built into it a product that lets people add their own pictures, video, text, content, add additional pages, applications, e-commerce, all of that stuff, and they can build their own site without any technical skills or anything like that.
And now you just acquired a company where you can also build websites off of Facebook.com.
Yeah, so Facebook now lets small businesses create these Facebook pages, and it's a great way for them to promote their business on Facebook. And what you get with Facebook is just a very sort of static-looking page, and the site called PageMoto.com is a site that lets small businesses actually launch a really nice professional-looking page into their Facebook page.
And so that's kind of your new big project?
Definitely. It's taking off. It's doing really, really well. Over 100,000 businesses have already signed up for it, and it's growing really quickly.
And so you have the largest market share for that?
Yes. In the space of creating what we call these welcome pages, which is the first page people land on when they come to your Facebook page, we are the largest one.
Excellent. And so now the interesting story is that you did all this while you were going to school with your two brothers.
Yes. We actually started a long time ago. It was in 2001. And it was me and my two brothers. One of them is my older brother, Zeki, and then my younger brother, Idris, who was 14 at the time. And we had the idea and we started working on it and then kind of continued working over the years in a very bootstrapped, part-time fashion until it got large enough for us to go all in.
You got your degree at the University of Maryland, your bachelor's, and then a law degree from Harvard Law School. And so, I mean, you were juggling Harvard Law School and running a business.
Yes. it was a little bit of a challenge, definitely. And I had less time to do extracurricular activities and stuff like that. But the great thing about running a web business is that you can do that. You can have employees and people sort of outside and communicate with them through email and things like that and instant messaging and kind of keep things going from anywhere.
What was one of the, like, big crisis calls you got for Webs.com, which I know was a different name at the time, while in Harvard Law School? Like, oh no, the servers crashed, solve this. And you had some exam.
That's funny. Well, the good thing was that my brother is the chief technical officer. So the biggest things that could happen were things like server crashes. And he was the one that was responsible for that, not me. But we definitely have had our crisis moments. One of the stories I like to tell is that when we were still smaller, everything was on a single server. And one day that server just stopped working. And we would turn the server on and nothing came up. And that means there was about 100,000 sites at that time. And basically all of them were down.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of the code, the product, the templates, everything was on this server. And, you know, we literally, like, there was nothing we could do. Finally, we called Dell. They said, we don't understand what's going on. They said, why don't you try just basically unplugging all of the cables inside the computer and plugging them all back together? And so we did that. We opened the computer up. It's a big server. We took out everything. We put it all back in and closed it. And we hit the on button and it just turned on.
Wow.
And literally, you know, it's one of those like when you blow into your Nintendo cartridge type of moments. But the entire business was hanging on a piece of dust that was sitting between the hard drive and the, you know, motherboard.
Wow.
And I really think we would have been demoralized enough if that had happened that we wouldn't have continued with the business.
Wow.
So thank goodness for that.
So did you end up kind of quickly getting a second server?
Yeah, that's when we said we've got to get this thing, you know, a little more redundant and things like that. The problem was back then things were really expensive. Today it's a lot easier to host things on the cloud. Like PageMoto, for example, is on the Amazon cloud. You don't really have to worry about that stuff, and it's a lot cheaper than back then.
Although service Amazon, just went down.
They did. And I think people understand that nothing is 100% when
right.
it comes to the web. Twitter is constantly unavailable. Even Facebook has had its problems here and there. You know, it's just part of doing business on the web.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great story. Now, you have another good story, and that is that you finished your Harvard Law School degree.
Right.
And you were on your way to apply for the bar, but you never...
Yeah, so I didn't take the bar, and you know, I wasn't super motivated to take it, but I figured I might as well take it. And but there's a deadline for when you have to apply. You have to actually apply to take the bar, and then you can take it. And so the deadline was, you know, that day. And so I said, all right, I got to drive. Basically, I had to drive the application because it was too late to mail it. So I said, I'm going to drive it to Annapolis.
Because you waited. You missed
the
mail.
Yeah, exactly. So then I was driving to Annapolis, and there was like a big traffic jam. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is meant to be. And basically turned around and then never went back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very, how should I say it? And I can tease you about this because it's Harvard Law School, but that's very non-traditional of typical Harvard Law School.
Probably. But I'm really happy I didn't become a lawyer. I think one of the problems with being an actual lawyer and practicing is I really like things that scale. And as a lawyer, you can only have a couple clients at a time. You can't really scale yourself. With webs, you know, we were servicing, you know, millions of customers in our sleep, you know? Like right now, we could all go to sleep and people would be using our service and putting their credit cards in and upgrading their websites and all of that stuff. And I just like that stuff. I like that a lot better than...
And one of the other interesting issues we've had, not issues, but challenges we've had with a lawyer who was a CEO is that they said, you know, one of the things that law schools, it teaches you to not be risky. And running a business teaches you not always to have the perfect insurance and the perfect, you know, the backup to the server. Mm. And so if you followed law to the T, we wouldn't have a lot of businesses. So is that a challenge that you had where you were kind of like, oh, we can't do this, you know?
That's interesting. I do think, you know, what law does teach you is to think of every single side of every single, you know, issue, right? And you can totally see all of it, which may make you a little less decisive because you really fully understand the pros and cons of everything. And more so the cons. I think entrepreneurs are optimists and they're kind of into their own decision making very often. And so the more you think about the cons, the more it makes you sort of hesitant. And I think law does play in with that. I think where it helps, though, is a lot of being a leader and a CEO is sort of negotiating communication between different people. And, you know, with a law degree or with that sort of training, you can really understand what the issues are and help people kind of help facilitate and articulate, okay, this guy's saying this. This is what he means. This is what this guy's saying. This is what he means.
Excellent. A co-founder and CEO of Webs.com, Haroon Mokhtarzadeh. And you are, Webs is venture funded, Novak Biddle Venture Partners and also Columbia Capital.
That's correct. We raised $12 million in 2006.
And what made you decide to go that route?
It was actually an advisor of ours who we were trying to figure out what to do with the business. It had been 5 years. You know, we had it gotten it to a profitable point. And he said, look, you know, it's not every day you get a site that has millions of users. This is really hard. I've seen a lot of people try and fail. And so this could be something a lot bigger than what you're thinking. And if you want to do that, you should really raise money. And so we started talking to people. There was a lot of interest. It wasn't a very difficult pitch because we'd already grown so much. And so, you know, when people are willing to give you money, it's hard to say no, especially when you're 25 or whatever I was at the time.
And was that a good decision in hindsight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think people should think long and hard of whether to raise money because part of the things entrepreneurs like about running a business is they don't have a boss. And when you raise money and have a board, it's not really like that anymore. You're not really on your own thing anymore. You have a responsibility now. But the exposure you get and the maturity you get as a business leader and everything that comes from forcing yourself into that position when you've raised money and stuff like that is definitely worth it.
Where do you see Webs going? What's your kind of five-year fuzzy business plan?
Yeah, I mean, we are really excited and focused on this segment that we call micro businesses. So 0 to 5 employee companies, a lot of them zero employee, a lot of them, you know, people who have a job somewhere, but then they have a passion and they do that on the side. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a photographer, they do a service for someone, or they make crafts in their house, or just different things like that. There's millions, there's 20 to 30 million of these people just in the United States alone, and 50 million worldwide or more. And we want to help them create their presences online and take advantage of all of the new technologies out there. So stuff that big businesses can do with big budgets, we want to make it easy for them to do with small budgets. So it started with building websites, and then now it's Facebook pages are becoming important. We also did a mobile solution, so you can take your website and with one button, you can make it work on a mobile phone perfectly. And as technology continues to grow, we want to continue to play and help these businesses succeed.
Excellent. And how did you define that? What do you call them, micro-businesses?
Yeah.
How did you define that that made sense as your target client?
Yeah, so we started asking people who signed up, what are you using your website for? And when we started looking at who was using it in the best way and who was upgrading and who was taking advantage of the features and stuff, it became pretty clear that while they weren't necessarily the majority of our users, there's a lot of people who use it for family sites and personal sites or groups and organizations and stuff. They were definitely the segment that was most interesting from a business perspective.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, good luck with that kind of five-year plan and and now the Facebook, the fact that you can help create business web pages on Facebook. It's kind of like a new exciting era for you guys.
Absolutely.
In a way.
Yeah.
With your 14-year-old brother who's now, 20 or something like that?
He's like 23, I think. Now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's great. It's a great story. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. It's a co-founder and CEO of Webs.com, Mr. Haroon Mokhtarzadeh, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. And, of course, you can find his audio cast available at leadersportfolio.com, where you can also find more information about his bio and his company. All there. Thanks to these sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. We want to thank you for supporting leadership. We'll be back.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coal Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coalarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coalarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.